Hi Aida, wenn ich morgens beim Yoga die Sonne grüße und sie abends mit einem Sundowner wieder verabschiede, wenn ich nur einmal packen muss, aber 5 Länder erleben kann, wenn ich jeden Tag an einem neuen Ort aufwache und mich dank dir trotzdem wie zu Hause fühle, dann kann ich uns kaum erwarten. Entdecke mehr auf aida.de oder in deinem Reisebüro.
Hear ye, hear ye. Harmontown is now in session. How is everyone out there tonight? Oh, yeah. Welcome once again, Harmonians, Harmonites. Put your hands together for the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Okay. Yo. Sugar fried titties in your butt and your mouth. Fuck your mama north, fuck your mama south. Salt, pepper, pepper, salt. Fuck your mama so hard she turned into asphalt. I've turned her ass into a road. Lying down the middle, she is a horny toad. Took my big dick, split her down the middle. Cat in the spoon and the moon and a fiddle. Fuck your mama like she was a pancake. Fuck your mama, orgasms weren't faked. Flipped her up in the air and then down. Fucked your mama's smile into a frown. Gotta dance. I gotta dance tonight. Make your mama feel right. Gotta dance tonight. Break it down. Took a... Fuck your mama. I fuck your mama.
This is the whole show tonight, you guys.
I fuck your mama. I fuck your mama.
80 minutes
fuck
of freestyle mama, rap about your mama.
Fuck your mama down. Fuck your mama's smile up into a frown. Fuck your mama's glasses back onto her head. Look like a librarian instead. Fuck your mama's face. Fuck her in her nose. Fuck your mama. That's how it goes. I'm trying to tell you that I fucked your mom. Don't you understand? I haven't been unclear. Fuck your mama. Your daddy just watched. I fucked your mama and your daddy just sat there. Fuck your mama and your daddy didn't do nothing. Fuck your mama. Your daddy was the victim.
Man. Maybe we'll start each show with a freestyle rap from now on.
We can say this. Nobody could accuse you of being beating around the bush about whether or not you fucked someone's mom or not.
I am not soft on mamas.
You were very candid about fucking someone's mama.
If MCing, is that what it's called? MCing, is that when you rap?
Yeah.
If MCing was an elected position, my platform would not involve being soft on your mama.
No.
I would be tough on her. Which is probably why I'd never get elected. I don't think that position should be up for vote, because 51% of the population is women. They don't want to hear. They don't want to elect somebody as an MC that's going to just fuck everyone's mama. Because I didn't hear anything in that rap, Jeff. I'm scrutinizing myself. I didn't hear anything in that rap about consensual sex.
But none of her orgasms were fake.
Well, that's true. She did like it.
Although you did like it. You fucked her glasses into her head, which is a little disturbing.
Well, I said I fucked them on top of her head.
Oh, I thought she looked like a librarian. Fucked them, like, yeah, she embedded them into her. Like.
No. God, that's violent.
Eyeball orbitals.
You know what? Break it down. Give me a beat. We'll clarify that your mama liked it. Your mom likes it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yo, 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 yo. When I fuck your mama, she likes it a lot. I fuck her so hard, her nose runs with snot. It's kind of gross, but she likes it. It's wild abandon. It's like she likes it, you know? Like life cereal. Your mama likes it so much, I fuck her for real. I might marry her. I might give her a ring. I fuck your mama so good, the bitch starts to sing. She goes, ooh, 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 ooh. I like to give fuck. But Dan Harmon, ooh, 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 fuck me in the morning, Dan Harmon.
All right. There's a little hook there. A little. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now we got the ladies on our side. That's good. So you gotta don't forget the sensitivity.
Also,
it's too much misogyny in rap.
Women don't, you know, they must get tired of that stereotype that men are only after young ladies. You know, you're after mamas, you know, yeah. Mamas are still sexy.
Can I ask you as an objective observer, because I go into a kind of fugue state when I rap, I become a science dropper. Like I don't have consciousness. It's just moving through me like a channel. What do I do when I'm rapping that results in me being out of breath? Seems like I'm just rapping. Why am I out of breath?
You do your little toddler dance.
Right. But that doesn't seem like exercise. Like,
but also, I guess, also you're doing more exhaling than inhaling, probably, if you're doing it right.
Okay, that's what it is.
But you have that respiratory alkalosis thing, so that's good for you. It's, you breathe too much.
I got my new phone, and I don't know how to...
It's pretty big. Look at this fucking thing. He got what is this called? The Samsung Gigantor? Yeah, so, it's an iPad.
Some people call it a phablet.
A phablet?
Part phone, part tablet.
Nope. No one calls it that.
I defected from Apple.
Show yourself.
It fits almost in my pocket.
Yeah, it's large. It's large.
Aaron keeps suggesting that I got it because I'm so old that I like it's like a big phone for old people. Like I can, and that's kind of true. Like I'm able to thumb type faster on it. I think it's a crime that I'm not able to. You know, when ever since I was like 15 years old, I've always loved having like little devices and things. Even though at 15, what do you need them for? To schedule your chronic masturbation or to like remind yourself to ask for another one next Christmas? Like there was nothing I needed them for, but I just loved them. They're like made me feel like Penny and Inspector Gadget to have like a little. I should have just tried pigtails and saved my parents like $10,000 a year on these little gadgets. But I always want, and that was before the internet was a thing, and certainly before the internet could be a repository for personal information. As I got older, even though I didn't have any use for these things, they never made me organize. They never helped me in any way. Way before they were phones, I always had this fantasy. Like as they became more sophisticated, I was like, yeah, what I want to do is I want to use these things like seamlessly to record every little bit of my life. I want to be like this human catalog of useless, like this was a guy and he was here and this is what he had for breakfast on any given day. I'd just be able to like go through my life and just pounce on any moment. Like I wanted to be the Bridget Jones of doing nothing at all. And I just ended up being the Forrest Gump of buying little pieces of plastic shit. Like I said, because I just like... Every single one that came out, I was there for Palm Pilots. I was there for things you guys don't remember because you're 25. But then the iPhone came out and it was like, okay, this is going to be great because this is now an accessory. Now it's cool to whip it out. It's fine. You don't have to bring ordinary life to a halt just to try to catalog your ordinary life. But then the O. Henry twist on that is that all our ordinary lives became so intermingled with these things that ordinary life changed. You know, I'm not a hipster Luddite snob about it. I upgraded when we became cyborgs. I lost nothing and gained a world when we became Borg. I prefer it. I don't miss anything from the old world. The only thing that I remember from the old world was a couple of people going like, "Why is everyone on their phone all the time?" Like that. That's all I remember about real conversation. I like that breakfasts are documentaries about documenting breakfast. Like I like that we record everything. And but here's the thing about the iPhone. Like I gave something up in between the. I had a thing called a Palm Trio, and it was like it looked like a lot like what Blackberries look like. Like it had a little thumb keyboard, a little raised keyboard. There was the feedback. There was the bumps that you could feel. And I could type on that fucker. I would write like essays at bars. I would like write outlines. I would get work done. Not a lot, but I would write stuff. I would like do blog entries. And then the iPhone is like that fucking like you no matter how hard you try, you can't get good at typing on a maybe some of like the girls with like the little itty bitty tiny little thumbs. Like if your thumbs are like little styluses.
See, I get teased. People look over my shoulder and like, wow, you're faster than my daughter at that.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you, do you have little sharp thumbs?
No, I just got.
I just find that I spend exactly half the time on the iPhone, like, correcting everything. And if you turn off the autocorrect, then it's just a fucking plate of spaghetti.
No, you
look up and you go, "Who? What was I even saying?"
What you do
but
is
when you have it on, half the time you're saying, you know, I didn't want to say nugget. I wanted to say the N word. You know, talking to my friend. Donald Glover has a really funny joke about that, but whatever. I can't tell it because it involves saying that.
My phone is not smart enough to learn that I say fuck a lot more than duck. Yeah. It really wants me to say duck you a lot.
Yeah,
yourself.
You can train them eventually, but the bottom line is like I'm not saying I'll meet you at the meeting at 8. That's the only thing that you can just type effortlessly on the iPhone. Like stuff that's like, yes, Bill, I'd love to schedule that appointment. You can't just go, yo, man, give me some of that squeeb squab flippy flap. Like you can't colloquialize. You can't.
That's you buying hash, right?
I want some squeeb squab. So I got this giant phone. It looks like a griddle.
To me, it looks like what you get served a nice aperitif on. Like a butler comes up with that and there's a drink on top of it.
It's an iPhone Maxi. You can't see it in podcast land, but it's big enough that it looks like it should have a handle on it, like a vanity mirror. Like it looks like its face is the size of an industrial spatula
or a big hairbrush.
Yeah. But it's got a big fat keyboard for my big fat thumbs, and I can thumb my little heart away. I'm gaining a little accuracy. I can tell that over time I'll actually get better. I don't have autocorrect on. I'm just thumbing and thumbing. So you can expect some wonderful things from old Fuck Your Mama rapper coming down the blog pike.
Back a few months and years before
blunts and
beers.
Yo,
that's not the song.
Yo, wait, hang on. Yo, what did I do?
Zach, what was that one called? Oh, here it is. Here we go.
Yo. I got a real big phone. It's the size of a spatula. Why'd I roll out this rap starting with spatula? I gotta need more hands than a tarantula if I'm gonna handle a phone the size of a spatula. Whatever. It's not. I'm still out of breath from the second rap. Let's start with a couple raps. And then we'll roll into some social commentary, and then we'll close with a real big number.
Okay.
And you know what else I should do? I was thinking because I saw some of that Katy Perry documentary movie. That was a documentary, right? That wasn't fiction.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I need to do wardrobe changes at these shows. She changed her clothes a lot.
Yeah, like Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
have some
exactly.
Looks.
So it's a fun thing for the people. They don't want to keep looking at, you know. It's like I should have like a little.
You have like a little oriental
little
screen
rack.
A little screen back here, like Martin Short. You can come back and you come out as Glick or whatever the
yeah.
hell.
Yeah, I mean it's a smaller stage, so I could just get dressed in front of people. I don't have to. There doesn't have to be magic about it. It doesn't have to be like how'd he do that. You can go, oh, that's how he does that. Like,
he unbuttons the shirt.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Then he buttons on another shirt.
You guys like. Finding out that you're that I'm like you, it makes you feel more magical.
No. One plaintive cry of protest.
It was my first guess, ma'am. I don't know. I don't have an objective view of myself. I thought that people loved me because they thought I was magical. It's just my first guess.
Your dance is magical.
It's tiring though. So we're gonna go on tour. I know you guys don't care. I announced this before, and it was like you get lukewarm applause because you're talking to the people that you're leaving when you're going on tour. But we are gonna go all around the country. It's official now.
Yeah,
I can really say it. We're gonna take 2 weeks in January, and we're just gonna go like mad rabid dogs.
There's no days off. We're in a different city
every night.
Every night, and so we're not gonna enjoy being in those cities.
No,
we're gonna see a hotel, a tour bus, and a microphone, and then a bed, and that's gonna be it.
It's gonna be gripping, and we're gonna visit each of the many cities within the sound of my voice. voice. We may be coming through your town. We'll announce an official schedule at some point, and we'll try to. My original plan was, oh, and then we'll tweet when we're on the road, and people will go, oh, come to my little town. All I got is a bus stop, and there's only six people that know who you are, but you know, stop at the bus stop and do a little rap about fucking their moms and stuff, and like. But I don't think we're gonna have time for that. I think it's just gonna be like, we gotta get from Dallas to Schmallis, whatever another city would be. I don't know.
Schmallis.
I don't even know most of the states. I'm not going to memorize cities. But we're going to go like just a circle. We're going to draw a little story circle around America. So fuck you, Iowa. Because we're not going to... You're just going to be there in the... What's in the middle? Is Iowa in the middle?
It's, yeah, no.
All right.
Is that, I think Kansas, right?
Is that the no is lady? Right did the same lady say no the second time? The lady that denied my match? I got her to say yes to something.
Who is it? Raise your hand.
Where's the no lady? Oh, is that Justin's mom? Who is that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
You're a silhouette.
Dan, fuck her.
Oh my God. I know my friend Justin's mom is here, and you're a silhouette. I thought you were my friend's mom, so I almost fucked you. And if it hurt your feelings, I'll still sleep tonight because you're kind of yelling stuff out in the middle of the show.
And also, you've made your stance very clear on mamas.
Yeah, I'm hard on them. I give them what they want, like in an unapologetic
and unsolicited fashion,
but always consensual, liberal way.
No fake orgasms.
And always their body, their choice afterward, whatever.
It's very thoughtful of you. That's very thoughtful.
That's when pro-choice becomes misogynistic. I just realized that. Yeah, there's a version of pro-choice that it's absolutely horrendously sexist. Yeah, your body, your choice.
Says I.
Over breakfast. All right. Anyways, enough about politics. Let's talk about race. I think I'm the first show to close the book on race, right?
You keep opening it, though.
Yeah.
That book is frequently reopened.
Well, it's a magical book. It flies like the in the beginning of Spielberg's Amazing Stories title sequence.
Wow.
Yeah. Three people.
Yeah. Remember that show? Does anyone remember Amazing Stories? Yeah. The same little lady? Yeah. Someone
I think it's
mom.
Amazing that even Spielberg isn't allowed to. He can't just roll into TV and go, "Cause I said so." Like he's constantly taking another attempt at bat. Like everybody wants to do TV. The TV really doesn't. I found the TV does not care about your feature credentials. They just don't care. And you constantly see like people who are big movie stars and movie directors and stuff. They're trying to like launch shows, and TV just goes, "Yeah, well, fuck if no one watches it. Fuck you." Like you can't. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of comforting to know that Spielberg has to try just as hard as you would to make a little show about dinosaurs or something.
Let's make a prediction right now. You've got a CBS show that you're making. You got a Fox show you're making. Let's time capsule this. Predictions on the success, the livelihood, the duration of these shows.
I would say,
and try to be right. Like try to let's replay this in like 2 years, 3 years, whatever.
Well, I think the Fox one will get a production order for the pilot, and then it won't get picked up. And it'll be like a pilot. People go, "But that was good." And they'll be like, "Yeah, it wasn't that good." And then the CBS one, I think will all right. Serious prediction. I'm just gonna make it. Uh-huh. Not gonna jinx myself. It's gonna get picked up.
Do you want to wrap it, or you want to just say it?
I'll just say it.
Okay.
It's gonna get. We'll shoot a pilot. It'll be my first multicam pilot, and six and out. Six episodes canceled. That's my prediction. But that's not chicken feet, man.
No, that
that's
ain't.
That's a swimming pool. Sad. It's a little sad.
Yeah, it's sad for the actors.
Yeah. Yeah, all those little actors. Like, imagine them acting their little hearts out. Ah, I'm in a pilot. I better make it extra good this morning. No, Toby.
I'm the fucking
matter.
Kiss of death, baby. I've done so many failed TV shows. I am absolutely, like, just a scourge. I've never gotten out of season one. I've done so many. I'm going for Clooney's records of most failed pilots.
Yeah. By the way, we're taking a break from D&D this week, and it's not because Spencer was so mopey last week. He was chomping at the
Spencer
bit.
Took his own life this morning.
That episode hasn't aired yet. We had quite an emotional episode that will be, I guess, will be airing this coming.
It's very
week.
Sad.
For those of you who are here in the
he fired
flesh.
a 22-sided bullet through his brain. He cast magic bullet through his head. Spencer, are you feeling all right? Let's get Spencer up and get a progress report.
All right, yeah, let's check
Spencer,
in with Spencer.
Everybody.
Yo, 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 yo. Spencer for Hire, the man with the plan. Flannel shirt, even taller than Dan. He's got a big-ass beard like a Viking warrior. I fucked your mama because she's even hoarier than me. I drank my pee. I ate my poop, and then I said, for me? I licked my lips, and I did it again. Fucked your mama 5 times, then I fucked her 10. I fucked your mama.
That's
welcome.
Your...
Welcome, Spencer.
Thanks. I feel welcome.
Spencer, you want to try your hand in some freestyle?
No, thanks. Maybe someday. Someday.
Yo.
Oh, no. No. Sorry, guys.
God damn it. Don't break my heart.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Someday, soon. I'll train.
All right. Maybe I'll just kind of leave that on in the background. You guys have so... Talk about whatever you guys are going to talk about.
Yo, my name is Spencer, and I'm here to say I'm going to roll your dice, give your life away.
That was me. That was me for you listening. Yeah, it would be fun to do like a Super Bowl shuffle and have like Adam Goldberg like come out, and then each person raps what their name is and how they're valuable to Harmontown. Do like a little Harmontown rap.
Spencer, are you feeling better?
Spencer, update.
I was feeling good until like just now. I can't rap.
I didn't really fuck your mama.
No, that's fine.
Oh.
Low on the priorities list. Well, I mean, I usually do D&D, but that's not happening.
Do you have other D&D games running?
Not right now. I usually kind of crash and burn because my player group is... Oh, I'm totally gossiping on the internet. My player group sucks a lot, so...
Is it Trisha?
Yeah, no.
Fucking Trisha.
She never stops shopping. She always wants to buy more 50 feet of rope. Like, Trisha, there's a dungeon at the ziggurat. She's like, I don't care.
I need more burlap sacks.
I didn't know you could go shopping in D&D.
Yeah, I mean, you guys never do it, but I mean, you totally can.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I build cities, but you guys don't use them.
Wait, you don't build cities? There's always a path and a thing.
You were in a village once or twice.
Yeah, so I mean, we haven't been to town like in a city kind of sense. I wouldn't say.
I don't know.
Have we?
Yeah, yeah.
We can really go anywhere and do anything.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. To the eternal plane of fire.
I'm having trouble deciding on something because I told you last week, and this one hasn't podcast yet, whatever, edit out me talking about that because it gets so confusing. But I told you last week that I've successfully sold, basically, I think I can say the word sold, the idea of doing the Dungeons & Dragons games and then recording the audio, and then we're going to have animators do like stop motion guys acting out the action, and then it'll be like a thing, like webisodes. And but my dilemma is, do we stop, you know, doing D&D at Harmontown? And because if we
could do a different campaign, we could keep this campaign going here and do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Whatever.
It'll be cool, you guys.
How many people here would be fine with us not doing D&D here at Harmontown?
If it was like a separate thing.
Oh, yeah. See, okay. Yeah.
What if it was like a separate thing, though, that was like, even, well, okay, all right. They're just actual hit. You don't hear a lot of hisses these days. That's like a 1930s. I don't know that.
My self-esteem grew 3 sizes that day.
Yeah, you are really, you're the thing. Well, how many people are incredibly upset that we're not playing D&D tonight? All right, well, see. Yeah. Called your bluff, didn't I? It's all fine and well to oppose change, but you know when it comes time to pick up a picket sign.
We're trying to find someone to play Lord Butzelot's father.
Right, and that was my big mistake. This is the exciting thing about the tour. This is the because I feel like we should talk more about it next week because I contacted a filmmaker that made a very cool documentary, and maybe we could even have him as a guest next Monday. Wait, what am I doing? I'm making everyone feel bad for not being here next week. Well, that sounds like a boring interview, though, doesn't it? A filmmaker. Anyways, this guy did this really cool documentary, and I called him and I said, like, look, you're the first person I thought of. We're doing this Harmontown tour. Like, what if you came with? What if we made this road movie? And he's all excited about it. And we're gonna sit down as soon as he gets back from New York. And it's gonna be my point being that the fascinating thing is it's gonna be a show about not knowing how to do a show. Like because what I have found out for sure, we've been doing this these things now for over a year, and I know for certain scientific certainty. That every time I try to plan something, it sucks. It like absolutely sucks. And the only fun that we've ever had has been accidental. And I mean, it's uncanny. I can't remember anything that we've ever decided before the show that yielded any gumdrops.
Yeah, I mean, we decided vague things like let's play D&D, but that was all.
Or like let's dress as Jareth. But then I was like in the green room, like trying to memorize the song. Like, and then I just come up here and I saw my baby. I don't.
Like magic jump.
Yeah, I didn't. So, anyways. Yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo. Saw your mama yesterday, saw her today. Fucked her in the straw, fucked her in the hay. Fucked her in the barn, fucked her in the house. Fucked her with a rat. Didn't fuck her with a mouse. That was a mislead. You saw it coming. Fucked your mama so hard she started humming.
We like the fuck.
Gotta have that fuck.
So we're
Spencer.
What's up?
I want you to rap. I want you to rap so bad.
I wish I was good.
You've heard Harmon.
And he's amazing.
One thing that I saw people tweeting, like, oh, you're gonna take Spencer along for the tour, right? But it kind of makes no logical sense because each audience would be like, we can't serialize the. We could bring you along just to have you sit and do this. You can just hold like a battle axe. And
I'm trying to help Harmontown. You know, if like it helps me to be there, it's good. If it helps me to not be there, it's good. I get it.
If you're coming on tour,
I'm not egotistical.
If you're coming on tour, Spencer, and I would love that. You're fucking rapping.
That I could agree to that.
Yeah. All right, there
yeah,
we go.
We'll pay for all your meals and room and board if you do a little rap at every show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll work on it.
All right. That's what we'll do.
I wonder if like,
there's a plan. We made a plan, so now it's gonna.
I want to get like I mean, this is really presumptuous, it's certainly not going to happen. But it'd be so cool if like as you go from town to town, it's like kind of like Rocky going, you know, on his little jog, and there's a couple kids following him. And then by the end of the tour, there's a bunch of people on the steps jumping around and getting strong now. Like if people wanted to kind of follow us from, you know, little club to club around the country and stuff like that, that'd be
Harmon
awesome.
Heads.
Harmon heads.
You're talking about Harmon heads. They're different from Harmonians. It's like Trekkers and Trekkies, you know. There's Harmon heads. That are
there's the angle of the documentary.
Yeah.
That's the angle.
So how's your brother?
He just got his blood test results back and he's uncancerous. So it's all done.
He's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
It's crazy because he had like four different types. Oh, he's going to be so glad I'm telling everyone this. He had like four types of cancer at once, which is crazy.
Oh, really? I thought just one.
It was like he had three tumors, but they represented cell types from four different. It's crazy. Whenever people get cancer near you, you become like a cancer expert. It's like awesome. But yeah. So he got a lot of different kinds of cancer, which means he was basically like a walking cancer factory for a while. And I mean, it's done. He doesn't need chemo or anything. He's minus a ball. You know, he's living life and laughing easy.
Minus a ball. You walked over that one like it was nothing.
It's a light cost, considering.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty common. It's the most common type, right, for men. Am I getting that statistic wrong? It's just...
That's the most for women.
Did the doctors like say anything about? Did they tell him like? First of all, is he going to mind us talking about that he had testicular cancer and had a ball removed?
I don't care.
Okay. You're like me with my brother.
Yeah, yeah. Let's exploit him.
Except you like your brother. You want to hang out.
Yeah,
with
no, he's cool. But I think he'd be fine with this. Right. I mean, he'd be like, they're talking about me.
So did the doctors tell him when he got his? When they were telling him like, this is what we're going to do. What's it called? A testectomy? What do they call that when you remove it?
I don't know what they call it. Like, right. I wasn't there. Sorry.
They can't call it neutering. That's not good.
Well, that would be both of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they tell him like, is there effects on your psychology? Do you become half a douche? Do you have more female friends because you're a better person? Like
you lose your balance a lot.
Really?
No.
You crave pickles.
One of your vocal cords tightens, it gets higher voiced. I don't know. Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you don't really need them. Like, you could cut them off, you'd be fine. Like, they're external. They're like, it's not like going into a body and like pulling out the appendix and then reattaching stuff so it doesn't bleed to death. It's just like snip and then, you know.
But isn't that where all, that's where all the testosterone is made? I mean, if you take the whole thing off, then you would, you're a eunuch. Don't you become like docile, like a cat?
I know nothing of testosterone production.
What's
like,
that?
I know nothing of testosterone production.
All right.
But I mean, you can.
Yeah, why would
you
have
need
to?
Both of them. Like, I mean, you can make you can make semen and sperm and stuff with just the one.
You can.
He's been sure he's always been shooting the left nut, so like he's fine anyway.
Okay, all right. That's my fault. I shone the spotlight on that, and I'm reaping the whirlwind.
Yeah,
right now.
You wanted to talk about it.
I mean, it's certainly something that needs to be rapped about.
Yo.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
What?
Yo. Yep.
Well, Brother Chris has one ball. Take a step back, you might just fall.
That's all.
I'm getting there.
All right. I mean, so I like
that counts.
I'm one couplet in. I'll be there, you know, in the future. I'll be there.
That was awesome, Spencer. Spencer,
well,
everyone.
Let's have a hand for Spencer for coming up. Sorry we didn't play D&D. We give him a rest. Oh, by the way, that's not why. I wanted to clarify that that's not, because Spencer was lethargic last week, but that's not why there's no D&D this week. He's not on timeout. It's actually because, because this is an example of how my plans always fall apart. You can see, if you listen to the episode like a couple weeks ago, you can hear me crossing that threshold toward the end of the show where I'm too sloppy drunk, and I kind of like, I decide, because we're going to visit my father in the D&D adventure, it pops in my head. I go, I'm just going to lay all my cards on the table now. I go, oh, Eric Idle. Let's get Eric Idle to come to Harmontown because Jeff's hanging out with him and he's Adam Goldberg's buddy.
Adam has his card.
Adam got his card. Eric Idle, former Python gadabout foodie. What does he need a card for? I was thinking, like, let's get him in here. You know, even though these guys are only 25, a nerd is a nerd. Having Led Zeppelin.
Over a bottle of wine, he's like, oh, I'd love to come down. We'll sing some songs.
Yeah. He was gonna. He's always threatening to come in with his guitar.
But
and
I
just
wanted to do
sing
that.
Like. Classic.
They wrote new lyrics. If there's any Python fans out there, they wrote new lyrics, updated lyrics to the Galaxy song, the Universe song, with Brian Cox, you know, the guy who does the Wonders of the Universe, that kind of cool rock and roll physicist guy. And they've written a new Galaxy song. It's awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, that popped in my head. So there I am. You see, you can hear me if you rewind to that episode. You can hear me mentally planning. As I stop the D&D game, I'm in a drunken stupor. I'm saying to Jeff, like, yeah, let's do that. We should have a guest cameo. And he's like, yeah, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah. So then the following week, you hear us stalling because Eric couldn't do it. And then I think another way. And it's like, so then this
he probably
week,
won't do it. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, he might, but he might not.
And also, don't plan shit like Harmon. Don't do it. Like, it's stupid. It's so dumb to try to. It's like you try to grab a butterfly. First, one of two things is going to happen. You do great and you just crush it to death. Or you blow it out of the way, you know, and it goes away. Like, it's a fucking butterfly. Just let it be, you know? Aww. Just hang. Aw, thank you, ladies. I fucked your mama. So then this week it was one more time. I was like, because Eric goes like maybe, maybe not, and then so we're like, we had a guy on standby that was going to come in, our friend Joe Unger, who hangs out at the drawing room, because when you get to be my age, there's very few men who can play your father left in Los Angeles. We're working as performers, so the other guy we could think of was Joe Unger.
Yeah, he'll be good
at the drawing room, and I think that might happen because I think he'd be a delight to have as a character.
You will adore Joe Unger.
But at any rate, so then everything was like getting confused with schedule and stuff. He had a rap party he wanted to go to and blah blah blah. So I called Spencer and I said, let's just forget it. But the light at the silver lining is
that Spencer got up and rapped.
Is that Spencer and I up till now have been communicating through Twitter direct messages. And today two things happened. One, we fucked around with him all that much. And also I accidentally
you fucked his mom.
I accidentally public tweeted a DM to my DM. and so enough was enough, and I just gave him my phone number. Spencer and I have upgraded our relationship. We are. Yo. You're in my phone now. We're the best of buds. I fucked your mama in the dirt and the mud. I fucked your salt. I fucked your pepper. I fucked your mama like a pig and a heifer. Fucked her on the farm. Fucked her in the city. Rolled her in the dough. Squeezed all her titties. I drank her milk. Fucked your mama soft as silk.
Okay, that one went back into misogyny.
Yeah, I don't like the rolling in the dough thing.
Well, she called her a heifer. You kind of made her a farm animal. You squeezed all of her titties, makes her seem like, yeah.
Okay, I know how to make it. I know how to make it right. This time, I know how to make it right. All right. Yo, 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 yo. I fucked your daddy. I sucked his dick. I cradled his balls till they made me sick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so the song was over. Sorry.
No. God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven people who fucked your daddy in the world. You are about to witness the eighth. Yo! Yo, who wants their daddy fucked tonight? I fucked your daddy. I nuzzled his nuts. I sucked his dick. I licked his butt. I had him over to my house for dinner. I fucked your daddy. I'm a daddy fucking winner. I fucked your daddy on the roof of my house. I fucked your daddy. I wish I was his spouse, but it's not legal in most of the states. I fucked your daddy on his fine china plates. I fucked your daddy. I fucked him bad. I fucked your daddy while your mom was out. She had a great afternoon, totally rested. She came home and watched Homeland. I fucked your daddy. There you go, ladies. It's about time. Obama won, yeah. You know?
And as rude as the treatment might have been for that daddy, you at least were sensitive enough to nuzzle his nuts. Spencer, we're sorry about your brother. But sometimes you need two nuts to get nuzzled.
Yeah. It's like,
nuzzle.
Like those meditation balls.
Also, it's nice, not alliteration. Consonants? What's the one? Nuzzle is nuts? It's good. It's alliteration.
Yeah.
It's consonant.
Yeah, I don't know. Tintinabulation. All right, Vincent Price is here.
Yes, thank you for saying my favorite word, the tintinabulation.
the woman that has booed you and she's
this is a very like tempestuous relationship.
Yeah, she's like a free radical back there.
Remember when we were in some car or something? We were talking about what if Vincent Price like did more bridges and more songs? like instead of just Thriller, like we were doing like Vincent Price doing his talking bridges for other songs, like. Well, how's that going to work?
You can go out of a Fuck Your Daddy rap and then have Vincent Price.
Okay, okay. All right,
we're starting from the top, though.
All right. So this is Fuck Your Daddy rap with Vincent Price doing
the breakdown.
Doing a breakdown. Yeah. Okay. These are we're planning now, so it's going to fall apart.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be a goodie.
MC Daddy Fucker.
Yo, 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 yo. See a lot of people in the house descended from paternal lineage. Well, I got news for you. Here's what I'm gonna do. I fucked your daddy in the house in the sky. I fucked your daddy like apple pie. It's the American way. Obama's new land. I fucked your daddy in the palm of a hand. At a giant, in a giant world. I fucked your daddy like he was a girl. Lovingly, I caressed his ass. Fucked your daddy at the head of the class. Howard Hessman was watching the thing. I fucked your daddy till he started to sing. Ah la 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 la. Darkness descends on your father's asshole. A million penises go inside of it. A hurricane of semen swirling in his brown rectum. He will not love again. I fucked your daddy on the roof of the sky. I fucked your daddy and he didn't know why. I fucked your daddy in both of his eyes. I fucked your daddy till he said goodbye. I fucked your daddy till he said goodbye.
All right.
Is there a tissue back there? I'm crying. I was in the fetal position on the stage at one point.
I do feel like Vincent Price can do a little better than that. Like I just for future reference, like it was just he was just sort of graphic on brown sperm in the face. Vincent, this is not what we hired you for, Vincent. You're supposed to wax poetic. The whole point is that the guy from the street lays it on the line, and then you come in and give it an air of erudite.
I think Vincent could have maybe dealt a little bit more with the fact that you fucked someone's daddy in the palm of a giant's hand. that's getting laid.
Yeah, that's how you know
someone has had sex with a giant. then you'll know you've been fucked.
Yeah. all right,
that was fucking good.
Yeah. Well, we should press some vinyl, man. Enough is enough.
Yeah. No, you
gotta go find some vinyl.
you could have a record.
Yeah,
you could have a record.
We gotta do it. I iTunes direct. Just fucking fucked your mama on the A side. Fucked your daddy on the B side. Like it's like a theme album. It's like each track has a sibling track, and it's like, and then there's all these liner notes about street culture. I'll hire somebody to write that. speaking of subcontracting, you weren't here in the green room today. It's a little bit of an awkward experience. Speaking of relationships being upgraded, Spencer's is my choice, of course. I decided. Then there's Adam Goldberg, who upgrades our relationship at his discretion.
Yeah.
He took a new step today. He was outside the green room, and I came to the green room, and I walked in, and I left the green room door open because I didn't want to close it on his face. I was just going to the fridge, and he walked in, and he started pitching me a little segment that he wants to do. And he was in the green room, but he did after a while.
Is it called McGathy's Game Corner?
he said Adam Goldberg like has a segment that he wants to do. I think that he has provided for Harmontown as much as he's taken away. Perhaps he's provided more. Certainly, okay. I think the benefit has outweighed the cost of having him around. And he did eventually after he said his piece. My silence as I poured my vodka. He waited just before I had to say it, and he kind of excused himself and left the green room. So he's that's good. We should reward that behavior.
He's, oh, That didn't go the direction I thought it was going to go.
No, yeah, he did. He wasn't. He's not on the bottom of my car right now. He's still keeping himself within certain boundaries, I think, and providing us with a lot of pleasure and fascination. And also, we just don't know if you don't give him what he wants, like, and then there's an incident that involves, I don't know, like a tower and a rifle, like. Who do we have to blame but ourselves? Who can say that we didn't see it coming? Who can say that we don't have 16 episodes of recording
sessions?
He's
over there stroking his little proto beard.
All right, let's bring Adam Goldberg up for the Adam Goldberg segment. That's all we'll call it. Yo.
Adam Goldberg here with a dick situation. My parents have been fucked and due to strangulation. They weren't able to speak, but you know they'd have said, Dan Harmon, you're better read than this. Sometimes a librarian needs a squeeze, and that's true in here with an internal rhyme freeze. Hey, this isn't a segment. I'm just being coy. Dan, need to get parents fucked. I'm your boy.
Yeah.
Vincent Price. Yep. Vincent Price.
Oh.
The situation from the nerdy boy. He had a lot of words and he said, ahoy. And Dan went to parents and that was said. And parents went with Dan and all three went to bed. Oh. Creepy.
A developmental disorder. Descended on your stage in a real form. The inability to recognize social cues. Flocking like a hurricane of brown semen. I'm sorry.
Vincent, stop it. All right. Sorry about Vincent Price.
Hurricane can flock?
Listen, Vincent Price has been dead a long time, and it's not helping his mad science dropping.
Solid. Back to the parent fucking well on this one.
That went
parent fucking well when we went back.
Were
to
you
the
sitting there? You
well.
You were sitting there, kind of writing a little bit in your head.
I was
you were
trying
writing a little
to keep
rap in your head.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to update this, which is.
All right,
anyone here like Prairie Home Companion? No? Yeah. Yes, I didn't give you enough time to respond there. Bad social cue on that one.
I think the answer was no.
Good, because I'm gonna tear it a new asshole.
Oh shit, Garrison Keillor, you hear it? Are you listening to this? Yo.
It's
late Wobegon.
Can...
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Wow.
I feel like you making fun of me, Jeff, is the best part of your week.
I haven't said
and
anything.
You have great weeks.
I haven't said anything.
I know you're savoring it. You're waiting because you make fun of me, that's
gonna
be over.
I'm like a puma on a limb right now. We're ready to pounce.
Perfect. It's been a quiet week in Lake Harmontown, California, my hometown.
Wait, you're not pitching the bit. You're actually going to do the bit.
No, I'm going to do the bits.
Oh, okay. No, he pitched in the green room.
I pitched the bit, and they were
distracted by the social nervousness of, like, Adam Goldberg's in the green room, and he's just pitching me something. I didn't really hear the pitch, so I just like, we'll bring you up.
It was more of a warning. I got to get, I've been scouting out towers,
Oh, Jesus.
Been smoking a lot of squeeb squab and just,
All right, what's the segment?
It's news from Lake Harmontown.
Right. What's the elevator pitch?
I don't think Erickson Keillor can sue me over a podcast. Is the elevator pitch?
Okay.
All right.
I have no idea what that means.
I'll take 10 episodes. Okay.
I can do six.
All right, no, fuck it. For better or for worse.
Let's
here we go.
Do you want some play-in music?
Do you have anything folksy?
Folksy? I got something. You want like down-homey kind of folksy?
Sure, that would be spectacular.
Let's see what we got here. Hold on a second. No.
I applaud your restraint because the easy laugh would have been to just hit the hip-hop too. <Yeah. laughs> You are a craftsman.
I'm comfortable.
You're like a Chinese acrobat.
Really. Bad at math?
What's that?
What?
Adam?
That's
what?
Why they have the Chinese acrobatics team is notoriously bad at math. That's why they.
Oh.
I went to acrobatics.
This might not be apropos. It might not be fitting for the. I'm going to go tiki on this one. So here you are. Nope. No.
It's been a quiet week in Lake Harmontown, California, my hometown. Autumn has come to Lake Harmontown, dropping the thermostat to a frosty 62 degrees. You sometimes have to wear a sweater if you go out at night, which is bothersome for the more athletic among us. Jeff Davis, Comptroller Jeff Davis, is even considering turning on the heat at his apartment, but instead had them send over another batch of girls. Jeff Davis, a fabulous good sport, recently won the world record for saying, "I don't normally say this to girls, but, you know, he may not have to touch that thermostat until spring." This week is Thanksgiving, an important time for...
Is this fan fiction? Is shit about to get slashy?
Monday night is erotic fan
fiction. Is this Harmon Davis slash?
It's going that way, yeah.
Yeah.
But he it's actually Dan slash Jeff's dad.
Yeah. Dan's been fucking my dad and my mom for years.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sorry, continue.
This week is Thanksgiving, an important week for Lake Harmonians, all of them who can't afford plane tickets home or putting their $10 on the barrel, frantically Facebooking before the show, trying to find out which dinner party to attend. Fedora was talking to Cheruse earlier, wondering if it's worth driving to Santa Monica to avoid having to make her own cranberry sauce. He says it is, if she can avoid the taking the 405. It's a time of change for Harmonians. They're wondering if they're going to colonize the moon this year. And if JetBlue will do flight refunds. Everyone's planning a Christmas... I don't have the same garrulous, joyful voice that he does, but I think this is going pretty well.
You drink wonderfully.
Well, this much material at his pace would be like, you know...
If he goes 15 minutes, I'm going to get this under 150, minus self-comments. They're wondering if they're going to colonize the moon this year, and if JetBlue will do flight refunds if that's the case. Everyone's planning a Christmas return to their colder states, unless it becomes really crazy and post for Wolverine. People are really putting their hopes up after X-Men First Class. They're saying, it did a lot right, that movie. It did a lot right. It's time for winter coffee here in Harmontown. All the new flavors of coffee are in, the one with mint, winter mint, peppermint, coffee cans, and coffee meetings, which aren't officially business and or dating or anything really. It can be quite fun until one person or another says the word so. Or, I know why we're both here, or offers to buy lunch. Then there's that one-on-one aspect to them. If there's three people, you can check to see if you've got any Facebook friend invites. But with two, that's a sign of rudeness. Coffee is a tricky thing in Harmontown, at least to drink.
Page two. Second page.
One Harmonian, Chase, was putting $20 into a broke friend's gas tank in Glendale, as one does, and got a call to meet in Studio City. Got right back in his car and drove to meet someone for what wasn't a business meeting, but rather a guilt trip on taking too long to get from Glendale to Studio City. And it started to rain.
So, Dan, what do you want to do later on after the show? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And it started to rain when he was driving, the first time it rained in Los Angeles this autumn. When he got there, Jace was harangued for taking so long, as it's assumed that Glendale and Studio City are adjacent, and rain doesn't slow down LA traffic uncontrollably, or that he can be available in 0 minutes' time for not even a business meeting, just an offer to potentially maybe help a pitch for a pilot he was jerked around during. This meeting went predictably terribly, the way we're all hoping the new Wolverine doesn't. There's a whole lot in line for the franchise. And it rained a lot on Lake Harmontown in general. People stood in torrential lines Sunday for buying Squeeb Squab. Wet, but definitely worth it, but definitely wet. And Jace was tempted to think about the squeaky windshield wiper on his car, the Goldsmobile. But he's waiting on some money, you know. If it gets down to 50 degrees, he may need to buy a winter jacket. That's the news from Lake Harmontown, California, my hometown, where the men are handsome and the women are mostly Aaron.
All right. Adam Goldberg. All right.
Yeah.
He's ripping up his segment.
I post. Yeah,
we got some humanity out of him.
Back to the tower.
this guy strategically up and gone. Like that was. I wasn't gonna say anything when he left at the beginning.
Did you get a grilled cheese?
No, I
went. Oh, yeah.
You had to go pay the I hate Adam Goldberg meter.
You broke my heart. I was like, where's he going?
He paid the meter in dimes.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
He's like, yes. All right, Adam Goldberg, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, love him or hate him.
Or in my case, do both.
He's no, a, he's I don't a, hate you, Adam. I love you.
A human coin landing on its edge every week. I just don't know. Like, is he the villain or am I the villain? Like, it's like a mirror in a mirror
in a sea cucumber.
Yeah. Wait, just, did the no lady? Did you? Was that commentary from the no lady?
Sorry.
It's all right. No lady, do you want to come up here? And
no.
Okay.
No, she says.
It makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Why would she?
Why would she be called no lady?
Yeah.
Don't ask her yes or no questions. How would you feel about coming up on stage right now?
Oh, no lady.
You could do. We could do a no rap. You could rap with Vincent Price. It'd be, yeah. You get a lot off your chest. It sounds like you got a lot. You got a lot in your mind back there.
No lady is the voice I hear in my head when I do everything. Like everything. No lady is the thing I have to overcome in order to treat good women nice. Like they're always. I'm constantly punishing women for a voice in my head that's coming from my mother or something. That's like disapproving. You know, it's like that. That's where misogyny starts. Is you put women on a pedestal. You're like you acknowledge their power over you, and then, but the women don't realize that that's where it starts, or they do and they don't care, because why should you have to care? Like, but by the time the guy opens his mouth, he's on step three, which is getting even with you, and it makes no sense. You're just hearing this horrible thing, and he's like high-fiving himself and his friends, because it's like, yeah, we did it today, we took back the night. It's like, no, you terrorized me. I am a vulnerable person. I'm capable of emotionally fulfilling you, and you hate me for it. Scoring some points with the ladies tonight, I think.
No.
Shut up, Mom. What do we got left to talk about? I mean, as if we had a list. We really came up empty tonight, but had some good times.
I'm still reeling from the Vincent Price rap and
yeah.
the daddy fucking thing.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
We've given these people
a
lot of show tonight. You guys really...
What have we learned tonight? God damn it. I know there's one more thing to do. All right. Well, let's do. We did this last week.
Are you having a heart attack?
I'm just burping. Just burping. I had hummus for lunch. It's not charismatic.
That was terrifying.
Are you gonna take your business elsewhere? I had hummus for lunch. Who's feeling vulnerable? Who's feeling in transition? Who's feeling like they need support? Okay, we got a guy raising the back of his hand, right? What, come on, do you want to come up here? That's why I'm asking. We experiment last week, which hasn't aired yet. I read some of my journal from when I was like 15, and it created a very strange emotional vacuum in the room. It wasn't like the audience was having a bad time, but it was very raw, and not raw, like, oh, what an awesome journal. It just made us all feel 15 again. And then Spencer could barely roll his dice, and everything just went a little haywire. It went a little adolescent. And then our friend in the audience, Jesus Diaz. Jesus, are you here tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus, he's sitting a little further back tonight. We did this with him. I said, who's here? And we realized we kind of stumbled into this Baptist revival thing. That's what they do. And I also found out it's not that easy. It's like, you know, we make fun of these people and we call them charlatans and stuff, but they're providing a service, and it is kind of the same thing. Like, you stand in front of an audience. Everyone is like, okay, we're here for some reason. We want to feel a certain way. And then someone says, who? There's someone in the room that's feeling something. And like, you get excited. If you put enough pressure on that gas pedal, you just have a revival tent and people like thinking that they can walk again and stuff.
I went to one. I had a girlfriend that was very very Christian, and we went to Malibu to this church, and there was a faith healer there. And if it was a put-on, it was the best designed put-on of all time. And if it was real, then amazing. But, like, people were getting up there, and shit was getting done. It was really wild. Yeah. And you can't... I mean, I'm, you know, like... There's part of you that wants to believe that. There's part of you that wants to be that can't believe it. And so you're sitting there, like... But in that moment, everyone in that building was like, that guy can hear again.
Right. Like, there was a guy that couldn't hear. But like,
I,
you know.
I mean, he probably could hear a little better. Maybe he was fake or whatever. But it's like leave the hearing out of it is my... I'm saying, I think everybody in this room has been inside. Hey, what do you want? What are you doing? No, I'm kidding.
Meanwhile, a man has been on our stage for 5 minutes. I didn't control that very well. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Misha.
Misha.
Misha, welcome. Welcome,
it's
Misha.
Terrible. Does this emasculate you to say that is a adorable kitten's name?
It's better than a lot of what I've gotten throughout the years.
What's the worst thing you've gotten?
Misha Barton for way too long.
Misha what?
Barton from the OC.
I'm out of
I don't
the
know how my bullies torment me.
You're young enough to have people teased you about the OC.
Yeah, I know. It's I'm telling you, man. It's enjoy it while it lasts, youngins. Like a crisp orange leaf blowing through your daddy's dick. Yo. I fucked your mama. And I fucked your daddy. Sorry, Misha.
Misha, what's on your plate tonight?
Yeah,
Misha?
What brought
one
you?
One of them has to get laid.
Well, yes. What brought you up here? Some spirit.
I'm in a weird transition period of my life. I'm about to graduate from college next semester, but I'm also 19, so I'm trying to figure out what to do with everything.
Are you some kind of prodigy?
No.
But isn't 19 like way too...
It's really young. No.
Did your parents push you and go, you got to graduate at 16 high school?
Graduated at 16. It was weird. I don't know. I went to college when I was 16, which isn't...
And the OC was on the air. It was a perfect storm.
All right. What's your field? What's your...
Writing for TV and film, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So where do you go to school?
Emerson College.
I'm out of my depth. I don't know anything about this circuit. Like, even though I became a writer, but I don't know anything about how you become a writer. I don't know anything about this path.
So I don't either.
Right. All right. So 19, graduating. You don't know what you want to do. Is this is just a let's get this cynical thought out of our heads. This isn't just a ploy to get me to read your screenplay.
No, I don't actually have a screenplay. I realized in school I wasn't good at it, and I was like, oh, maybe this isn't the right thing for me.
So you're at the end of that road. You're going out of the world, and you kind of now you're having second thoughts about the whole choice.
Yeah.
What is your option? What makes you think that you're not good at it?
I read my scripts.
That's not always a telltale sign.
Yeah, because Dan, like, you know, there was periods in our friendship where Dan was like, we were writing a movie, and he would never hit print. So he would never let anybody read it. Like, you hate everything you write. That's part of being a good writer, probably, isn't it?
I mean, it is. It's also part of being a bad writer. So don't, you know, don't go up on the roof and go, I can fly. Dan said so. It just doesn't eliminate any possibilities. It's not the good. It's not the metric to use. Like,
I can't tell if I'm self-aware or just really self-critical.
Man learned that he could die, and then the next thing he started doing is burying his friends like with arrowheads because it's like I'm fucking up on Earth. Your awareness is like self-hatred. So anyways, that part you can't go by that. You gotta. So
that's helpful.
Let's go to the positive side of it. Is there something else that calls to you that you kind of, no matter how guilty, even, no matter what it pays, no matter whether there's a word for it, is there some passion that you like really like, God, I wish I was just doing this. Why didn't I just go in this direction?
Stand-up comedy.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, then you're close enough. Like, that's fine. Yeah. All right. Do some bits. Let's hear them. What do you got? Airplane food. What do you got? Do you have a tight three? Do you have material?
I do, but this is a weird form to do it on.
It's up to you. Like, don't let them pressure you because they don't.
You know what I found? You know, as I do, I travel doing a lot of comedy. I found a really good way to loosen up is to start off with a little rap.
Yeah, I'll open for you.
There might even be an appearance by Vincent Price.
Yo. Actually, start the song from the beginning. What we'll do is we'll do a little Def Jam kind of. Okay. I'll be a host. I'll be Russell Simmons, and I'll come out and I'll introduce a rap act, and then I'll do a little rap. No, lady, just stop. It's like, at this point, you have to ask yourself, am I at the right show? You start to become the asshole. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Actually, Dan, no one said anything.
It's an empty chair with a mop.
It's just an old hat rack back there, Dan.
No, wait. Okay. No. You know what? I won't open with a rap because that would bury you. I will.
Wow.
I will. I will give
take
you
that, no lady.
I will give you the best opener in the world. I'll do like shitty, horrible stand-up. Okay, so, all right.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, he's open for colleges and clubs all around the country. Schman Flanagan. Oh, wow. Boy, oh boy. I can't believe how much pussy's in the audience. I'd like to eat it with a fork. Oh. Speaking of forks, here's my impression of Bill Clinton talking to a pussy with a fork. No, I did not have relations with your pussy fork. Oh, seriously, but what else is going on? You know, black people are they bad people? They seem like bad people. I was walking in the grocery store. I saw a black guy shopping. He's like, whoa, shit, baby, I want some cereal. I can't figure these people out. It's like, we should, you know, do, I don't know whether to be friends with them or round them up and put them in some kind of special camp. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the United Nations, but they have a lot of countries there represented, and I always thought it would be weird if they were instead of running the world, that they were running a plumbing company. And I think it would go, you know, the first thing you'd see when you walk in, you'd see Russia, you know, I want to plunge toilets, oh comrade. And then you look over there, there's China. I need it's too much shit in my toilets. Hey, partner, I'm the United States of America, see? Now, who put all this shit in the United Nations toilet? Hey, don't look at me. Thank you very much. I'm Schman and Bargain. It's been great. What? What'd I do? Okay, keep it going, folks. Comedy isn't easy. All right. Let's keep it going. Let's try to shake it off. We got another guy coming up. Let's keep it going for Misha.
I can't. Am I supposed to rap or am I supposed to tell jokes?
No, do stand up better than that guy did. Okay.
I can't wait to tell my friends that Dan Harmon opened up for me. That's number one.
You already got a laugh. Sorry.
Okay. My name is Misha. Misha is a Russian name. But I'm not Russian, as you guys can probably tell. I was given my name because I was conceived during the Cold War. And my parents were pessimists. According to statistics, I should understand statistics.
For the podcast people listening, he's Asian.
I love the voice you do for that.
Hey, yes, very much.
you're not that Asian.
According to white people, I look like I want to be told I look like Jackie Chan. And here's the thing, like, I don't mind being told I look like another Asian. What I do mind is being told I look like a 57-year-old. My father got called.
No, this is a big triumph, but Jeff is obviously jealous and he's sabotaging you.
No, I mean,
that is a good milestone. Like, keep going.
I'm not jealous. I'm excited.
All right.
Oh, more?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Closing
the father joke.
Closing the father joke. Yeah. Do I do the same one again?
Wait.
I'm confused now.
Did you start with the father? You said my father?
Oh, my father was called Jackie Chan when he was a kid. My grandfather was called Jackie Chan when he was a kid. That is not a good family tradition. You know what a good family tradition, though? Wow, I can't speak English. You know what a good family tradition, though, is? Understanding statistics. And it sort of brings it around full circle, but I fucked the bit.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Nah, it was probably my fault.
Is there any other closer? Did you get anything else up your sleeve?
Maybe a little rap?
Okay.
What do you do when shit gets hectic? Or you haven't done anything yet. This is Fantasy Island. You don't have an old standby.
What?
I'm sorry. I felt the father joke.
I feel terrible. I put music cue in the middle of a bit. I thought that was a thing, and I fucked it.
He was killing.
I know he was killing.
He killed. Let's put it that way. Misha, ladies and gentlemen.
Get back there and rap.
Do you want to rap, Misha? Do you think you could try a rap? All right. Well, no. I mean, not even just with a rap. A few licks.
Just give it a whirl.
Verbal licks. Yo.
It'll feel like closure.
Yo. People of the world, all different colors. We're all united in a Benetton world. Black, white, brown, purple. Everyone's feeling the vibe. I'm a anti-racist rapper. Feeling the vibe. It's a bohemian scene on the east side. Feeling the vibe. Throwing it to my man, Misha.
My name is Misha. I cannot rap. Not much I know, but that's a fact. When it comes to rapping, it's a skill I lack. And that's about that, I guess.
Misha. Everyone.
Everyone's a rapper. That's what I learned tonight.
I'm going to make a prediction, since we made a prediction earlier. I think that Misha, first of all, he's a good stand-up comic. I think you're 19, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, you're driven. You got your shit together.
It's a little infuriating. You could...
Also, Dan.
You could take a nap for 8 years and get up and start doing stuff and still make half of your friends mad.
And he looks just like Jackie Chan.
He does.
It's like fucking uncanny.
Like a classic Chan.
Yeah, like an early Chan. Like
an ancient Chan.
Yeah, like
like an ancient secret
like
Chan.
Like Fist of the Seven Orbs. That's not a movie.
Oh, wow.
That was good, right, Misha. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I think you said that I was being jealous. What I was like...
I was making a joke.
I couldn't believe the balls of someone getting up there and doing stand-up in the middle of a show. Like that's the balls of a burglar.
Well, also, the music... He's sensitive to his surroundings. He wasn't just, like, barreling through his thing. And, like, so he was like, well, the music's playing. What am I... Are you expecting something of me? He was doing, like,
He was more calm than
70-yard hurdle dash open, but there were, like, jacks on the track. You know? And he was, like, kind of, like, acknowledging them and going, ow, okay, it's still jumping, though. It was our fault that he could have finished with like a fucking backflip.
He's not Jackie Chan, Dan. He's not actually Jackie Chan.
I'm sorry.
He looks just like him.
I was lateral racist. I was doing a stereotype of the best stand-ups are black. The best act ends with a backflip. Forgot he was Asian. That's a horrible thing to say. We learned several weeks ago not to ask black people time travel questions. Should never ever suggest that an Asian man does a backflip.
Can you do a backflip, Misha? No, you can. Can you? You're just saying that. You're saying no because we're going to make you come up here and do it.
How do people do that? What do they do? How do you not fall? We'll figure that out in a different episode. All right, let's close in a timely fashion. It's been a nice tight show. I have a feeling people don't come to Harmontown because they go, oh, the show's always 2 hours long. Let's fucking blow their minds tonight. Do a tight 90.
All right.
How do we close the show?
Well, it's almost certainly going to be a wrap, but we have to.
It feels like it has to be, but how can it possibly? You know,
maybe I don't know. Can you take the mic around and maybe like, does someone want to do a freestyle challenge?
I work the crowd rap.
Yeah, work the crowd rap. Or does somebody out there feel that they have the chops to come up there and do a freestyle?
Oh, a battle,
an 8th mile kind of a throwdown. Is anybody?
A 1/8 mile kind of special rap battle.
Anybody? Anybody want to try their hand at taking down the Grand Master here?
No one spits this kind of fire. No.
I wouldn't do it. I already have a mic in front of my face.
All right, all right. Well, wait, you should rap battle me.
Huh?
Yeah.
This guy.
Or did I engineer that entire thing?
Oh, shit. Break it down. Oh, shit. Coming to the stage.
The Clash of the Titans. Dan Harmon versus Jeff Davis.
Yo, I'll bury you. I fucked your mama. I fucked her like a sheep or a llama. Went to the petting zoo, saw her ass, fed her some cashews, took a pass.
Yo, I'm offended by some things that you said. I think I've already told you that my mother is dead. She died of cancer when I was just 13. She didn't lose a ball, but it still felt mean to die of having cancer in most parts of her body. And now you've really treated her like a hottie or you're fucking a corpse. Yeah.
From that, it's hard to recover.
Yeah, you're trying to fuck my dead mother. Yeah.
I still fucked her even though she's dead. How about that? I took her body to bed. I put her foot on the post, put her hand on the cradle. I fucked your mama like her name was Abel. Ferrara.
Yo.
It's an actor.
Yo, Dan, I'll tell you what. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna fly to Wisconsin, kill your parents and fuck them too. I'm gonna kill them and fuck them with the body is still warm. I'm gonna fuck them and I'm gonna do the swarm. A swarm is a dance where you come into your mama. And then you also call a llama. You put a llama on your daddy and you fuck it in the rear. You fuck the mama's booty and you fuck your daddy's ear.
Yo, you're talking about fucking my parents.
Yeah.
But you know, that's really mean.
Yeah.
You brought up your dead mom.
Murder.
You threw us for a loop, but I heard your Uncle Tom. That's right. You're a betrayer of your race. Yeah. I heard your mama was a can of mace. She sprayed her pussy and she sprayed her breasts. I heard your mama couldn't pass a test. I heard she took a number 2 on her own damn pencil. Didn't understand the meaning of the stencil. She couldn't understand even a stencil. Stencils are easy to read. It was a stencil.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Harmontown.
I think that rap battle goes to Jeff. Thank you very much. We got some people to thank. And
yes, we do. They're right here. First of all, we want to thank Spencer, our Dungeon Master extraordinaire. And also, our well wishes go out to your brother, and congratulations on his recovery. We want to thank Misha, Adam Goldberg, as always. Also, Katie Levine, Zach McKeever, Emily Gordon, Daniel Kramer, Dustin Marshall, Mo Fafelbab, Jenny Fine, and Sharu Shockett. Thank you so much for coming down. I'm Jeff Davis, your comptroller.
There's the grilled cheese truck is out there. I want to remind you.
Go get your grilled cheese. You guys are awesome tonight.
Thank you.
Dan Harmon, everybody.
Come next week. There's a point where we're going to break for the holidays, so there's only a couple Harmontowns left before.
Eric Idle's not coming next week either, you guys. You don't miss it. Thank you all.